Oh, hi guys. I guess no one's here right now, but hopefully, Boomer Ian. Yeah, well, we can't help it. We got to do Grab Bag Part 2, guys. That's just the fact. Let me drop that stream our links. Hopefully, everyone will be funneling in real soon. Like, hold on, gang. Plus, I hope I should have been fixing this while we were doing the intermission. I got to pull up the Grab Bag guy again, guys. But I don't know how many more episodes I'm gonna have to host. But until we got to make the fundraiser for Bellin. For his new laptop. I learned how to mess around and stop it and start it and have it queued up on the screen so I can still look at StreamYards and make sure people aren't falling out and being like, where the fuck? I'm trying to get back in. I'm pretty sure I dropped the link in the other Discords. Hopefully that wasn't the wrong link. Wait, there it is. Make this into its own window. New window. Can do that, but still make it. Sorry, guys. Come on, let's get everyone piled in here. Am I putting in the wrong link or something? What's going on? No, I think that's the right link. What's up, guys? What's up? What's up? What's up? Sorry, I'm just fooling. I'm waiting for the With Apologies crew to. They're just taking their bathroom break, stretching their legs. Jinx is getting his fucking third helping of dinner. Jinx has been eating dinner for like 2 hours now. I'm very confused. And also, I can't figure out how to do basic shit. Hold on, guys. I'm trying to. There we go. Sometimes you gotta work around the problem, you know? Joey Diaz got all this gay shit. I don't know what this was about, guys. I'll be honest with you. Wait, how did I do that last time? Fuck, man. Fuck me. I don't remember how I figured out the little thing to. Do the thing, you know? I'm trying to do the thing. Maybe it's only when I share the screen. Hold on, why can't I hear it? Okay, it's muted. Guys, get in here. What am I doing? I'm sitting here by myself. They're in there talking in the other, they're in the other StreamYards thing, like talking to each other. Like having a sweet private conversation, apparently. Oh wait, I might be fucking my shit up. Hold on, I need to stop that. Okay, sorry. Do 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 do. I gotta try to figure this stuff out, guys. You're gonna hear Joey Diaz in a second, guys.
It's okay. What do you
You're gonna
think
hear his friend
happened
giggling.
there? They're in there to fuck around. They see you. Eric spreads the word. Oh, he's my comedian buddy. He's
Okay.
straight.
There, got it all set up again. Well, we. Okay, I can no, well, I can't go back in there on this one. I mean, hold on. I don't know what to I told them I went back in there to tell them like, hey guys, when I restart the stream, it doesn't restart right here where we're sitting at right now. You guys, there's gonna be a new link and you guys gotta get out of here and go into that room. So, hey, what's going on, Wendy? Yes, I can only rip up to 2 hours from my free program that I got on my phone. That's what Ian told me. Maybe this was a joke against me. Maybe they just wanted to set me up. I put it in the RDA thing. I dropped it in the chat. I don't know what I'm gonna do. People have liked it. I'll put it in the main chat. I mean, I don't. I'm trying. I just want to do the grab bag. I do want to hear and see some Trevor Noah stuff personally. Dummies. Well, it's yeah, With Apologies ended yet, it's continuing. And I'm about to walk away and go get something to drink. So there we go. We got Pete's Hard in here. Pete Tard's our first man to make it to the
Yeah,
ring.
we didn't realize you started a new StreamYard, so we had to figure it out because we're not
Yeah.
smart.
No, I mean, I kind of try to go in there and be like, hey guys, when I restart, you gotta go, but it's all right.
Yeah.
Oh no, jeez, come back.
Dude, we've literally for 15 minutes been in the other StreamYards talking shit.
I know, that's exactly. If we watched the beginning of this one, I'm like, they're over there still probably talking to each other. And I'm like, and Jinx was in the back, and Jinx just dropped out. He should come back though.
me and Peter Hart were getting to the bottom of stuff. Peter, who's behind it? Who did it?
Like I said, it's the Chinese, Jews, blacks, and you got to look out for those Middle Easterners. Got to look out for them.
So, but how does that break down where it's like the Jews and the Chinese are up to shit, and then the...
Well, see, that's the thing, too. It also when it comes to the anti-white narrative, Jews are like 95%, right? But when it comes to the subversion of, like, culture and degeneracy, there's a lot more to do with the Chinese, so... You got to keep your eye with it. Oh, and thank you so much, Casey. Thank you.
You know, I sent Cosmic a link. Maybe we'll watch this later. Paul Joseph Watson just did Modernity Part 2. And I hate this dude. He's a gay faggot. He fucking stinks. I'd kick him in the face if I could. But he did a decent job of clipping up things that have happened this year.
And are we going to watch it? You want to watch it? That'd be cool. I haven't seen it.
Cosmic, you want to go there and then come back to the grab bag, or do you want to finish the grab bag? Let's finish the grab bag.
Yeah, yeah. First things first.
We got another 2 hours at this point.
Also, thank you so much, Casey. The new show I'm on, Backyard Banter, we're having a great time doing it. And shill, 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 but thank you so much, Casey, for sharing the link.
You got to listen to the mixtape volume 6. Let me know if I push you off your square.
All right. Well, what's it on, your channel?
It'll be on the Ian Ellis LLC.
Ian Ellis LLC. Gotcha, brother. I'm going to it right now.
How do you feel about QAnon?
I think that it is completely gay psyop shit. But at the same time, if it's waking people up to, you know, the elite's power and how to, you know, stop them and show through their shit, it's good, even if it is full of a bunch of bullshit and vagary and shit like that, you know?
So I follow a guy called the Mouthy Buddha.
Mouthy Buddha, show? Yeah, I like Mouthy.
So he's now on his third part documentary about Pizzagate and about how this shit is real. And I'm halfway convinced that Tom Hanks is a pedo.
No, actually with that one, the thing written on the ground that starts that whole thing is for doing when you're digging. It's actually a dig mark. So that was actually just coincidence.
So you're saying that this guy is not on the side of truth.
No. I think that what he found from doing that stuff is absolutely legit. And Tom Hanks was called a pedophile by that, what's his name, Isaac Cappy guy, a week before he was killed, and even said that if I'm killed, I'm not suicidal and all this shit the day before he died. So I think Tom Hanks...
Hold on. Unpack Isaac Cappy, because I love this guy, because Tom Cruise might have predicted his suicide/murder.
Yes, Isaac Cappy is a Jewish actor that was really good friends with Seth Green. And Seth
Robot
Green...
Robot Chicken.
Yep, Robot Chicken. He told him about all this shit, and he looked more and more and more into the pedophile shit and had a whole bunch of evidence. In fact, he had a kill switch. So when he died, there's a video of all these little girls in Epstein's bathroom. And when he died, that video was released. And these are like 5-year-old girls. It's not like 16, 17.
Is it confirmed that was Epstein's bathroom?
That is absolutely Epstein's place. You could tell by the marble that they were showing on the news whenever he died and they were doing like those drone shots of his house. It's the same marble that's used in his house.
So I don't believe in the devil, but I don't doubt that people in LA and people in politics and people in power aren't dumb enough to literally fuck kids because they think it'll get them power from the devil.
Yeah.
And it seems like this Isaac Cappy guy blew the gate wide open on pedophiles in Hollywood and politics.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Cosmic, can you go to where you see Trevor Noah in the grab bag of shit. I'm at 10% battery. God damn it.
Hold on, I'm loading a bowl. Okay, no.
I may come back with earbuds.
Well, you might have to. Okay, we're gonna run up to this. We're gonna run. Because we know how StreamYard.
I'm a naive person where I want to believe anyone.
Yeah.
And like, I remember when I was a teenager that was a Christian, and somebody was like, Ian, the Bible can't be fake because people back then were just as smart as they are today. They were just as discerning. They would have known if it was a trick. And then I started listening to a show called Coast to Coast with George
Norrie. Art Bell.
Fuck yeah.
Back in the day. Sorry.
I got sucked into every story and wanted to believe every story. But at some point, the stories start contradicting each other. And you go like, well, hold up. This can't all be true. But these are people in modern day who are calling into a radio show and saying, God's honest truth, this happened to me. So I've learned that people are just psychotic, delusional liars.
Yes.
And, what does that have to do with Trevor Noah?
Trevor Noah is about to break down what QAnon is.
Okay, let's watch this. I saw this, never watched it. Let's go, Ian. Fucking Mersh.
Social media. And this weekend, QAnon supporters even held demonstrations in cities across America. But what is QAnon? Well, let's find out in another
story. Pause real quick.
Oh, you think he's going to tell the truth about this? You know.
What I've learned about Trevor Noah is that he's a fucking idiot that just reads a script. I've watched shows where I knew more than he knew. Like Comicsgate is a good one. You should go look up Trevor Noah and fucking Comicsgate. They set people up. And he doesn't necessarily know what he's talking about. He's just reading PowerPoints because that's the show at this point.
What kills me is when I remember that dude who fell asleep in the Wendy's parking lot, like all the information was out that we knew it was all bullshit. And Trevor Noah literally says, and you know, he just shoots the taser off and puts his hand like pointing at the air. Like, this motherfucker is such a propagandist.
There was a drunk black dude. He started to get arrested. As soon as they put the handcuffs on him, he shook out of the handcuffs, ran away. They tried to tackle him. He wrestled them off, kept running, took a fucking taser gun from a cop. As the cop was chasing him, he turned around and shot the taser gun at the cop. And that's when he got shot.
Yep.
That's a level of not complying. It warrants getting shot.
And Trevor Noah's story was, you know, he was tired from, you know, working all day, was taking a nap. And, like, meanwhile, he's drunk in the drive-thru line. It wasn't like he was in a parking spot, you know.
This is where AIU would be valuable if he could just get over being racist.
No.
If he just be on the side of truth and not be at war with reality, he would be very valuable to us.
I say keep the racism. People have tried doing that. And you know what? They still kick you off anyway. So you might as well just go full force.
You know, Cosmic is a Mexican. How do you feel about that?
He can't stand it.
Well, listen, I've always said this. You know, their country is right next door. If ever they need to go, they don't have to go far.
It's a very close, and I got family with buildings and houses over there. Everything,
yeah, man.
Anyway, let's see what Trevor's got going. Because he's gonna break down QAnon.
This young Afro has to say this is during COVID, where they no longer are in studio, no longer have makeup. He's basically YouTubing from his bedroom.
Oh, as if he fucking knows anything.
If you know anything about QAnon, you've probably heard that it's a conspiracy theory. But the truth is, it's more like a political cult built around a conspiracy theory.
Oh, wow.
And the big book of word search puzzles. And if that sounds complicated, well, wait till you hear what they believe in.
For believers, Q is an anonymous government official who posts classified information about a covert battle between the president and a malicious ring of celebrities, political elites, and the so-called deep state.
All right, pause real quick.
Poster, Q was.
So I was watching a YouTube video about Q this week.
Mm-hmm.
And YouTube recommended to me an article on Wikipedia explaining what QAnon is that explicitly said it's breaking up a cabal of Satanist politicians that eat and rape babies. It made it sound as insane as possible. But they posted it as, we're giving you context, because they don't want to, what
they,
is it called?
They don't want to admit that what they just said, they say that it's a group of politicians, celebrities, and this, that all, and it's like, wait a minute, you mean just like Jeffrey Epstein's Black Book? This was exactly what was Jeffrey Epstein's Black Book. Oh, okay, gotcha.
This was a big thing in 2017, which you'll hear on the mixtape Volume 6, that there became facts and alternative facts. And it became like social media was responsible for Trump's election and alternative facts. So now they're trying to debunk and deplatform anybody with any kind of alternative platform. And to me, this actually gives more credibility to these fucking fringe lunatics. Although I'm sure they're doing the same thing to the flat earth, where they're like, the flat earth is a Wikipedia theory according to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, well, so is, that's the funny thing too. So is white replacement, which is hilarious since literally that's what they're advocating. They're like, what we need to do is, like, Joe Biden's on tape saying we need to have a minority white. They can't be the minority, majority anymore. And that's a good thing. And then it's like, but that's a conspiracy theory. That's not actually happening. Even though the guy running for president said that's what he wants to do. It's a conspiracy theory.
Perception is malleable. It's something that is shaped by the dominant will to power.
Yes.
And the media in all forms is invested in a particular narrative about what reality is.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are against them, you're at war with reality. Now, there's two different levels to this. There's the level of you're on the side of truth and you're exposing that they're lying. And then there's like, you're also a fucking idiot.
Who's
just as bad as them. So
yeah.
Where is QAnon on that spectrum?
This is actually something that is, my friends don't really agree with me, but my theory is that the first post was actually legit. And since then, it has all been taken over by a psyop. Because the first post was all about that shooting. Remember the Las Vegas shooting?
Yeah.
And there was a lot of, like, it was kind of like pushing you in the direction that the guy was not just some crazy guy, that there was something that was happening at that hotel on the top floor.
It seemed like a Saudi psyop. There was more than one shooter. This was a plan to engineer.
No. There was no plan. It was a Saudi diplomat or Saudi something that was in the top floor. Now, during that time, the Sauds were fighting over who would take over power in the House of Saud. So that's what it had to do with. That's what it was kind of like pointing out to everybody. But the...
That's some bullshit.
Dude, check
You're
it out.
You're telling me
check
two Saudi princes were like, yeah, but I'll get a shooter in Vegas. I'm the most gangster. I should be in charge. They were having
So the shooting that happened was all a distraction for them to try to assassinate the guy on the top floor, but he got away. That's why he linked all the flight paths of the helicopter leaving that building at that time, as well as the shooters on the roof.
Wait. You're telling me there was a Saudi prince at this achy breaky heart concert?
No, he wasn't at the concert. He was at the hotel that where the shooting happened from.
And they meant to kill him.
That was the plan. The shooting into the crowd was to distract from his assassination.
See, the last conspiracy I was going with was that there was multiple shooters and that this was okay because they wanted to get anti-gun legislation. But you're telling me, no, this was Jew psyops.
That's what the original Q post was about, yes.
Fuck this Q shit. All right, let's go on with Trump. I thought it was about pedos.
Well, no, then it turned into it. Now it's this. Awakening. So it changed after that.
Clinton and many of the world's other politicians and celebrities are members of a murderous child sex ring.
Hillary Clinton, Oprah Winfrey, Tom Hanks, and others eat,
children in order to those
early Wu-Tang graphics.
Chemical from their blood group.
They believe that a group of military generals recruited President Trump to break up this conspiracy and end their control of the government and the media.
Donald Trump and the QAnon view is going to save us from this.
It was straight up where, like, Alex Jones was the chief of it, of reporting on Pizzagate, and he was a big co-signer of, we're going to get Trump in there, and Trump is going to break up this pedophile cabal of Jews that's misleading the government.
No, Alex Jones is
ever
actually
since the fakes. But didn't Alex Jones, like, who were his list of enemies? And didn't he think Trump was going to...
It's the Chi-Coms, it's the communists, it's the anti-whites, it's the liberals.
It's the Chinese technocrats.
Yes, the Chinese technocrats. And yes, also the, what do they call it when you merge technology and techno...
transhumanist Chinese techno fascist, brother. Ian Ellis's phone just cut down. And if you don't think that's not a coincidence, if you don't think that the Chinese techno fascist didn't kill Ian Ellis's phone, I don't know what to tell you. It smells like throw up, like putrid throw up from Dee Dee Dugan's cunt.
Oops, they got him, and there's nothing we can do about it. We're all going down, and there's nothing. Grab your guns and be ready because they're coming for you next. Now let me tell you about my water system and my toothpaste that has no fluoride.
Oh yeah, the fucking water filter system. It may or may not come back. We'll give it some time.
Well, it's down to the last two, Cam, me and you, brother.
And just us. Well, let's see. You want to look at this Q thing?
Actually, I don't know. I want Trevor's take on it. Like, I already know what Q is, so I don't care about what the news's lies are. I want to see what this dumb fucking rube's fucking propaganda is.
Let's pull it back just a smidgen. As I said, I want to give.
You know what? I bet you know.
In a little bit of time to come back. He said
that the shooting at that pizza place where they are actual pedos.
Yeah,
he'll mention that, guaranteed.
Ooh, he'll be all right. Did you see Ian's Rick and Morty thing?
No.
You missed all that. Where were you last week or like a few weeks ago? No, it was last week. It was a few weeks ago. Ian did this whole Rick and Morty thing. And like, remember they were trying to be shut down for being pedophiles?
Oh, no. Yeah. No, I was. Yeah. I was on that episode. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You were. Yeah. Fuck. Sorry. I was brain farting. Oh, let's start right here.
Giving secret clues about the coming, quote, Great Awakening.
The central theme here is that Hillary Clinton and many of the world's other politicians
are
members of
definitely
a child sex
his rate. Brother, definitely.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
Others eat children in order to extract a life-extending chemical from their blood group.
They believe that a group of military generals recruited President Trump to break up this conspiracy and end their control of the government and the media.
Donald Trump and the QAnon view is going to save us from this in a moment called the storm.
His tweets are misspelled for a reason.
Oh my God. We're using just a fucking old man twittering on the toilet.
It's all code for what he's telling us.
Okay, I want whatever these people are smocking. Because Trump's typos are a secret message? Man, I wish people were this forgiving when I did stupid shit. No, you guys don't get it. When Trevor threw up at that party, he was showing us. It's what's on the inside that counts.
Is this supposed to be comedy?
God, no, he's a YouTuber. He's a
Is there a word that describes cringe but times 7,000?
You remember when you used to, the people on television used to feel like they were better than you?
Yes.
Do you ever feel like I was never alive during like Walter Cronkite, but I feel like when I watch old like coverage of Chef and he's talking about it, I feel like this guy's a lot smarter than me. Like there's a reason he's on TV and there's a reason I'm not on TV. And like this type of thing, it ruins that illusion. This COVID thing has been good. I hope COVID kills two things. I hope it kills the public education system and I hope it kills like media. I hope this is the end for television. You know what I'm saying? Like, because this is no better. This is shit. If this was on YouTube, it would be wildly unpopular.
No, they actually have to pay for this. If you notice, Daily Show is ads. It's not even like they pay to get these watched, and they still don't get as many views as PewDiePie.
And, you know, we could... I want to give Ian a second. I don't know. If he'll probably be in the chat. If anybody sees Ian in the chat and he says he's going to bed, let me know if he said that. But when I think about Comedy Central, like, because that's, yeah, they are hoping that he becomes a cult classic and lasts forever and becomes a staple, like Jon Stewart or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's just, I don't want to go off into another thing, but it is Comedy Central related. It's not QAnon related, but it was that guy. Did you hear about that Australian guy?
Jim Jeffries?
Yeah, no, well, it was Jim Jeffries, yeah. But remember Yev or something like that?
Yev and Mani, the guy who taped him.
He wanted to talk about Muslims. Yeah, the guy who taped him. But he got caught up by customs, and it almost has appeared as if, like, I just feel like this, like, Comedy Central, like reported him to somebody. And so, like, they were going through everything with him with a fine-tooth comb. Like, I feel like something, and no one, it got no attention. That never got no attention. The Jim Jeffries recording never got any attention. I don't know.
That's actually one of my responses to Beige's Twitter messages. He said that Cannon Hinton, the little kid that got shot, he's like, the reason the media aren't talking about it is because, you know, it's not important. Nobody really cares. And it's like, no, the media purposely hides stories, Beige. That's willfully ignorant, you know? And that's exactly what they did with that Yves Ameni. And, I mean, they would love to kick him off of all news because he goes against their narrative. So,
absolutely. Anyway, but, yeah, I don't know. It was this guy that recorded Jim Jeffries for saying some Muslim stuff. And he was a guy that was, like, his controversy, right? Mm-hmm. He was, like, anti-Muslim in Australia or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, he was very pro. Like, he was a nationalist. He was for.
Well, yeah, no, I wouldn't not saying that's how they painted him as like.
Yes, but then that was the whole thing. Is then Jim Jeffries is like, oh, you hate Muslims, ah, ha, 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 ha. And then he gets him on tape being like, Muslims stink, though. I mean, who gives a fuck about Muslims?
What's the value of a Muzi baby?
Yes.
Fucking shit. Okay, go ahead, Trevor. I'm sorry, Comedy Central, you fucking stink. If South Park wasn't there, I'd hope you die. Oh, wait, I guess that's it.
Oh, so it's just...
Wait, hold on.
Man, I love
it. I know. We never get to this. We never finish the grab bag on an episode with apologies. I hope Ian comes back, but we got to... Can we do this? Can we watch this? Me too. He's fucking... He's awake, man. He's paying attention. He's so
passionate, too. Like, that's my favorite thing about him.
Hell yeah. Okay, come on. Oh, guys, this is a Rana Nation. He's like the Canadian Alex Jones, but with balls again. That's the best way that I can describe him.
Advice and some truth on the black folk and these black lives.
I feel like we picked a good one.
Matter people and these protesters and all this. I need to lay down some truth on you.
Uh-oh, here we go. I
need to lay down some advice. I'm starting down. Hardcore truth. And by the way, this is not a video to make white folk comfortable. You know, I'm not saying this because I hate the black folk.
No, I'm not a Uncle Tom in or anything, but
I love my black brothers and sisters with all my heart. I love being black. I love the black man. I don't call you black. I call you a Hamite. Black people are the son of Ham.
I did not see him come from the. I did. He totally just misdirected me, and I didn't. Like, you could have given me 1,000 things that I thought he was going to say to the black community. Going the son of Ham, like the fucking Hotep direction, was never going to be the direction. And never going to be a choice I would have given you. Holy shit. Okay, well, no, that's fair enough. If you're a Christian, if you go down that rat path, I mean, that's pretty, I mean, that's
according to the Bible. Into Ham, yeah, I mean, that's it.
There's nothing wrong with that.
To black.
He's a Christian man.
Video, I'll say black because that's what you understand. You know, all this black lives
matter. You're straight up dumb. You dumb motherfuckers. I call you black because you don't get shit.
You don't know your religious history, motherfucker. Okay. No. Come on. He's about to drop some knowledge. I mean, this is gonna be like Jay-Z's fucking what was it? The album? I don't know. It was the numbers. Whatever. Anyway, don't shoot each other over neighborhoods that your mom rents in. I don't know. Something like that.
And tearing down all these Confederate statues and all this stuff. Here's some advice I've got.
Okay.
We, as Hamites, black folk, black men and women, our solution to problems in the world should stop being to destroy. We see a Confederate statue we don't like, we destroy.
Oh, come on!
That was it.
I
want more of that.
That was dude. It. Well, if you really think about it, that was a bit of a doozy. He said, first solution to problem solving. The Hamite, that's what probably also got Ian. Also, Ian knows about the Hotep thing and shit. So he's like, damn, I want to go find that video and watch that whole video now, though.
There's one, I'm going to recommend one to you. All right. There's one where he's talking about Rob Ford getting reelected. I have it saved in my computer, and it is one of the most yelling filled videos.
So much passion.
At one point, he hits that like preacher talk, and he's like, and the Rob Ford. You must turn down the nomination. It's the best shit ever.
God compels you to turn down the nomination. Damn it.
Down the nomination.
Not enough people know about him, dude. Not enough people know. Okay, let's see. This is the end of the grab bag. Let's see what Daddy Trump's got to say. Let me pull it back. Let me just get a little bit of that Arana back in, and then we can go.
Stop being to destroy. We see the statue we don't like, we destroy.
You know what I say? Protest is your ass. I don't talk about my ass.
Yo, say what you will about Trump, that motherfucker's got swag.
Hold on, let's look how much confidence. There's nothing. Oh wait, god damn it! Right when we get to the end of the grab bag, and who brings their scallywag back to the show?
I have good news and I have bad news.
What's wrong?
The good news is I'm blackout drunk. I just grabbed another beer and rolled another joint.
Okay.
The bad news is I'm now on my earbud, so the audio quality probably won't be as good.
Oh, yeah. No, it's horrible. Yeah.
Well, Ian, we ended the grab bag without you, but you did send me a couple of backup videos to my Discord. Do you want to pull those up?
If we got time, let's go ahead and look at them.
Yeah. I mean, fuck it. We're here already.
Yeah, that Aranya clip was fire, by the way. Can I just
congratulate you on that? The Hamites.
So Aranya Nation has come up with a new N slur for black people.
What is it?
So that's our new thing? It's like, oh, you mean those fucking Hamites?
He has the confidence of a new information person.
Hell yeah. He's so kind. He's so passionate.
Like
about
it was
everything.
Wet ass pussy. He was like, "Wop." Add it to the lexicon.
I'll start calling them Hamites, man. I'm down.
We're going to do the Paul Joseph Watson thing. These both look art.
Yeah.
Let's do this, Paul. I don't know what this is about, Ian.
So let me say, when I first met Paul Joseph Watson, I met him on like an art critique and I liked him. And then by like his second video, I hated him. He seems like a douchebag. I'm on the right side. Snarky. I don't believe in the things I say. Douchebag.
Well, that's it. He has the ego of somebody that's done way more than himself. Like, especially when Lauren Southern came back, like, he thought he was the voice of the right to tell her to go away. Like, you're not that big. You were an InfoWars lackey, bro. Don't come out thinking like you're the next fucking Donald Trump, you know?
So this clip
and I'll
is,
be the one to tell you to not Lauren Southern take your dusty cunt and leave the alt right.
Well, she did. That's the problem. He's mad he never got a crack at that crack, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. What was that, Ian?
This is the clip he calls Modernity 2, where he has edited together these things, and the audio on this is awful. He did not normalize the file.
Oh, shit. Okay, so it's a little jumpy. Yeah, so I heard it.
It's going to spike at some point for no reason.
It's going to get low at some points for no reason. All right, let's see how far we can get through this, guys.
And then calling us like 2017, like vaporwave shit. Like he's so far behind on like all the alt right style. Like
he's doing the old Jimmernam shit.
Okay, yeah, he's playing out like this is 2016-17 shit, man. He needs to get with the time.
God, it's loud as. Hold on. I'm going to turn it down, guys, and I guess we'll turn it up. That's about that. Not up and then down. Damn.
I've changed my avatar to Kenny, King of Chicago. Shout out to Aggro.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, big up Aggro. Aggro the man.
Wait, hold on. I gotta look at that now on layout. So wait, so he put together this edgy fucking compilation of riot footage.
Let me tell you something. Gay shit. When Jordan Peterson dropped his book, I did an analysis about how his book was a response to Yuri Bezmenov. So Yuri Bezmenov breaks down like how you would subvert a culture from within, which is basically you would defeat wake SJW culture and turn everybody against authority and police, and eventually the civilization will collapse on itself. So Yuri Bezmenov is now banned from YouTube. They're deleting his videos.
No way. Are you fucking serious?
But Call of Duty is gangster enough, they put it in their new video. And it's also the central thesis of this video, where he will be bringing in clips of Yuri Bezmenov to prove that his plan is coming to fruition. The culture has been subverted.
Oh my God. Let me keep playing then. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me get you off the thing. I want to see if my culture has actually been subverted.
Have you been hoodwinked?
I've been subverted by the postmodernist again.
Well, also, like in a matter of subversion, wouldn't you have to say that Paul Joseph Watson has also been subverted in the way that he pushes down anybody that's far right? Like if he saw a Petard video, he'd be like, I'm not for that. That's too far right for me. So he's being subversive in his own actions as well.
Sounds like Ryan Long. Like, how committed are you to the cause? Are you on the side of funny? Are you on the side of truth and reality? Or are you trying to, make your way in this business?
Get that comedy bag.
Trying to get the bag.
All right, come on. Look, Ian.
Is a faggot. Fuck him.
Well, I mean, that's neither here nor there. But right now, what we have is subverted.
Wait, who's a faggot?
Paul Joseph Watson.
No, definitely. He is without a doubt a poofer, as they call in his home country of London or whatever it is.
England.
I'm tired of these goddamn foreigners coming in here and telling us what freedom should look like.
Goddamn right.
Yeah, I felt that way about Milo and Gavin McInnes. I was like, why do we have these? And remember I said an import nationalist? Like, we don't need you new niggas. Like, you're going to die for my country, but why aren't you in your country? Where's your heart at?
Yo, Cosmic, as many black and Hispanic people are as there are, shouldn't there be a black Paul Joseph Watson and a Mexican Paul Joseph Watson before a British one? shouldn't there be hustlers here in this country born of the hustle?
Yeah, with the mindset or whatever. Yeah, I mean, yeah. It does seem kind of weird when you say it like that.
Learn more about how you're manipulated on, you know, it's mixtape volume 6.
Actually, you know what? I just realized what time it is, and I have to go to work in the morning. So, gentlemen, this has been great. I'll still watch until I fall asleep, but I'll have to do it from chat or the chat, brother. So, y'all be good, all right?
All right, my G.
All right, P-Tard.
Next, guys.
Keep it solid.
We know how it is where P-Tard don't want to trash Paul Joseph Watson because he looks
up. I know.
No, I will definitely crack him in chat. I'll be in chat talking shit about him. I love you guys.
He's a P-Tard super fan. Later, Pete.
You know, we get it. We get how it is. We know how it is in the game.
It's just me and you, Ian. Pete Ard, Ryan Long, they're not fucking, they have no heart. They're not ready to go all the way in. But I do kind of want to check this out. I do kind of, you set it up nicely. I do want to check this out. We'll end it after this. But let's just check this out. What's
up? You're not going to believe this shit. We got to watch the whole thing. You're not going to believe it.
What happened? Let's go.
Demoralized nation. The next stage is destabilization.
What you're seeing behind me is one of multiple locations that have been burning in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Oh, hell no. Wait a minute. I'm going to question this fucking reporter here. Why does he have these pink headphones? He's a little too light in the loafers for me. But anyway, I'm sorry. The subversion of the country.
He got breast cancer headphones on.
Yeah.
Did you see that fucking report from the head science office? It was like BLM protests will not spread COVID.
How can they say that with like any certainty? They have that like it's backed up.
Tell me this: how is that not a plot to kill black people and people that love black people? They're go protest, hang out together. It's a pandemic; it'll be cool. That's a plot to kill them.
It's the fucking cheese on the mousetrap. Yeah, don't fucking fall for it, people. Jesus,
that's not wokeism. That's racism. They want to kill them.
Yeah. They hide them, they tell them to go there or the abortion clinic. Either one. I mean, they're trying to get you out of here, guys. Wake up. The culture's been subverted, Ian. Oh, shit. My shit's loading. Boomer connection, Ian.
Largely peaceful demonstrations. Largely peaceful demonstrations.
Oh, no. Fiery, but mostly peaceful. Oh, no. Now they're showing Led Zeppelin, the Crash. Oh no, I didn't even see the fiery but peaceful memes. That's fucking brilliant.
Did you catch that bullshit where they're like, we like black people so much, burn shit down as peaceful protests?
Wait, on this thing? I didn't see that on this thing.
Listen, I'm not anti-BLM, but you can't look at the riots and call it a peaceful protest because it's black people.
Yeah, hell no. A riot's a fucking riot. No matter if it's a bunch of dumb hockey fan white boys or if it's a bunch of... Yeah, it's looting is looting. Stealing shit is stealing shit. Fucking assholes. God damn it. I bet they didn't even steal anything good. Just a bunch of worthless shit. Let's see.
What the Black Lives Matter is really about.
There's very little rioting. Michael Jackson.
Oh no. Oh no, not right into the CBS. Oh no.
Dead after dead. Black, just white, mostly black. Dead cops. Dead.
I don't know why it's like they went for black cops purposely. We got a Trumper right here. Ooh. Oh. Hold on. Did that never Trumper on longboard get fired on? Because that's what I feel like I saw.
So liberals should be doing the Mahatma Gandhi thing of no violence.
Yeah, that's how you should do it, right?
But the fact that they're not makes them just as bad as anybody they oppose.
Yeah, they literally sound like the Klan going, "We got another one right over here." Like,
it's the greater good. It'll solve all our problems.
Damn it,
leftists. It's like, if you have no integrity, if your riot, if your movement hasn't found a voice, then you're just noise that doesn't mean anything.
You're just, yeah, you're meaningless violence. Yeah.
You're herpes on the timeline. We don't care. It flared up, but we're good.
You're personifying chaos, essentially. Let's go. Damn.
Donald Trump is destroying our country.
Let's pretend none of this ever happened.
Well, pause real quick. Let me ask you about this, because I actually believe this to be true. There's a meme they call the NPC.
Yeah.
It's a non-playable character. We're all in a simulation, and some of these people aren't people. They don't have an inner monologue. They don't think. They're not real.
Yeah.
I meet some of these people, and I kind of think this shit, if it's not real that we're in a simulation, it's at least real that some people are that stupid and shallow that that's their existence.
Well, their existence is received opinions. And that's what the meme is about. Like, you might as well be an NPC. To me, I know they mean literally. People think, because I know this could be a simulation. I totally could buy into that. And then you add on to some of these people could be NPCs and they're pre-programmed with all these stock feelings and emotions and lines. Cosmic, and they're not really dissecting anything.
Cosmic. What? I'm telling you. I meet some of these people. And they so programmed. I'm like, is you a fucking NPC?
I think this is one of them.
Being real people? That's how fucking lost you are? Jesus Christ, what are you, fucking retarded?
Yeah, I mean, some people really don't think for themselves. And you can almost predict. They're predictable. That's the most frightening part about them. And that's why you think they're computers, because you can almost predict any topic you think in your head. Any topic I bring to you, I can almost assume what you're going to feel about it or think about it or what you're going to say to me.
You know what's great about enlightenment is once you stop playing games, you can see all the games that other people are playing.
Oh, yeah.
You go, you said that to me because you want attention. You want me to think you're a badass. You want me to think that you're an artist. You want me to think that you're important and that you're special. And everybody got their own hustle.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of like the merging of the... Because we have our own hustles and our own way of dealing with things, and our ego gets involved. It's like our subconscious mind. But when you are quote-unquote enlightened, you're almost binding or be able to kind of sit between the conscious mind and the not unconscious mind, whereas most people can't pick up on that shit at all. And the NPC really does personify that to the point where you're questioning the reality itself. You're questioning if this person is a living, breathing, feeling, sentient being, or is this person just a computer character?
This is some Ayn Rand was spazzing out about back in like the 60s. She was like, there's people that are at war with reality.
Yeah, I
remember
that.
Shouldn't that be the bottom line? Shouldn't we all be on the same baseline? We're at least not at war with reality, right?
Yeah, it should be.
We're at least looking at it because we want to see the truth, right?
That's how it should start at that least point, from a stepping point. Yeah, sure.
But everybody got a breaking point. It's almost like in porn. Like, I thought about adding to the clip bag, since there's so much incest porn, the moment that they realize it's porn. I want to have that 3-second video with the moment they realize they're trying to fuck.
Wait, hold on. Who, the actors?
I'm talking about in porn. You know, whenever they seduce some kind of person, there's a moment when they realize they're trying to fuck.
Yeah.
I wanted to capture that moment. I think we should start examining it.
Damn, and okay.
I want to identify that same point in dealing with reality. Where it's like, oh, you playing the game? Oh, you trying to fuck?
Jesus, is this what you think about during the day, huh?
Let's play the clip.
Sorry.
Pedophile.
Is that supposed to be a bad thing or a good thing?
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
Pedophiles and cannibals. Does that sound like something you are behind?
No, no, cuties.
Hands. Yeah.
Are we the baddies?
I don't know how these Antifa people have any self-respect.
I don't know how they continue through. So like when I meet a young NPC, I'm kind of like, oh, they're naive. But when I even meet like an older person in my life, that's really just really locked into the programming. I go, how do you continue to get through your days? Because naive people are still discovering life. Like you're stuck in a cycle of your own.
I understand being 20 and wanting to be about some shit. Yeah. I want to feel like you contributed to the bigger fight, to the greater good, to the greater freedom. But yeah. These dudes are fighting on behalf of anarchism. Hurting people makes no sense.
Yeah, exactly.
That ain't Gandhi.
Oh shit. Damn.
FIFA has a pedophile problem.
Yeah.
What?
Well, they were the ones who with the pedophile Antifa, like there's that famous picture that you can find, and like I know like the LGBT hates it. But there are the few times where a pedophile group shows up and tries to like get a part of their parade until the gays realize it and go, hey, no, you people get the fuck up out of here. But yeah, nowadays they're always with the Antifa people. Absolutely. I think
it's well, I'm like, look, man, do whatever the fuck you want to do. I don't give a fuck as long as it's between you and a consenting person, 72 genders. Fuck any way you want to fuck. But when it comes to kids and animals, we're not normalizing that. I'm not ready to co-sign that.
You fucking take that weirdo shit fucking to hell with you or something. I don't
You know what shocks me about all these Illuminati cults is I'm like, I don't think that many people believe in like Jesus, God. So to find out these smart people believe in Satan, God. I'm like, really, dude? Really? Yeah. You feel like the Satan is giving you the power? You're gonna do the thing.
Yeah, when you learn about like all the weird rituals Freemasons do, and you're like, you guys are all like wealthy business owners. Like, why are y'all doing this weird shit? Or Bohemian Grove and Moloch the Owl? Like, this is weirdo shit, guys. You're not stupid.
What I like to point out is how dumb these people are, where it's like, I'm not surprised they believe in this, because they're just dumb people that have a position. These people weren't that bright to begin with. They were coddled, they're dumb, they were just given a position, they believe whatever the fuck you tell them.
Yeah. Yeah, probably. Because they probably, a lot of these people are probably set in these positions and probably only know as much as they're allowed to know. That whole kind of pyramid scheme situation.
It's like the burden of proof. Where it's like, if you think Satan gives you power, does Satan show up? Does he give you a contract?
Yeah. That's what I always wonder stuff like that, too.
The burden of proof isn't that high. They're just pretty sure they did that shit. And I think there's a lot of people that are dumb enough that they would fuck kids just in case because they're dumb enough to think it would work.
Well,
not
what,
that
what
Satan
about...
is real. They're just dumb enough to be like, just in case, I better fuck this kid.
just off the strength of like the benefit you get from doing something like that or the perceived benefit. But like going back to like the Satan weirdo beliefs, I'm like I wonder about these transhumanist people. That's what Pete Ard was talking about. The transhumanist side of the Illuminati theory pool are these people who think they're gonna upload their spirit into a computer and rule the planet forever. How do they do that, Ian? Because I've practiced lucid dreaming, remote viewing, astral travel. I've taken some hallucinogens. Like how do you put your spirit in a computer? Can y'all tell me? Because a bunch of nerds think they can.
Let me tell you about the future. There's a point where you can scan your whole brain. And you can learn everything there was to learn. So imagine what bigotry or sideways lying bullshit would exist in you when you know everything. Lying is going to be limited.
Yeah.
But you don't have to just exist in your head. You could share your head with another person. You could be two people living in one body.
How? How is that? Why do you think that's the future?
Because
double-spirited people.
The existence of an individual is going to become so commodified that you're going to be able to decide to share it with another person.
So it just goes back to like everything's going in a novel direction. We're just going to complicate things until we can do shit like that.
That's assuming what becomes our definition of the individual once we know everything. Like imagine you know every language and every history and every book in an instant. Your perception of reality is going to be shifted.
Yeah.
And the seriousness with which you take the games of reality
would go away immediately. You're
like, these people are fucking bullshitting. We're just people living on a rock that's floating through space.
Yeah, I think that sometimes. But I don't have that's only comfort you could have. But you're saying we'll get there once we can fucking brain scan and download everything into us, right? So we would have the knowledge of every book or every college lecture spoken, you know.
I think our excuses are going to get more and more limited. Right now we got a lot of excuses to be
I'm sleeping.
All into the black thing. I'm all into the white privilege thing. I'm all into gay rights. It's all these different things. But at the end of it, it's like, what is it to be human? What is it to be free and have purpose? And if we can know all that there is to know, we might be able to have some kind of consensus on what our conception of that means.
But nah, I mean, like,
You don't have to go to college anymore. You download that overnight.
But I don't know about that, Ian, because, you know, like, I'm into the Texas thing, you know? So, like, I just worry about that. Fuck all the knowledge and what it means to be human. I see what you mean.
Imagine how much our civilization jumps overnight.
If what, we could just download all the knowledge in the world?
We're a type zero civilization. Imagine suddenly, tomorrow, everybody has access to all the information that ever was. No need to go to college. No need to go to trade school. You can know everything up to the date that ever was in an instant. How does that change our ethics?
How does it change our ethic?
We're going to make different decisions once we know all that?
As a whole? Hold on. If Rex, get up here if you're down here. It's only 10. It's so early. Bella needs to get back up here and Helen. That's a YouTube comment.
The whole
See, how would we treat, like, I know this goes against my whole individualist feel of how I feel about life as we view it now, but if we had the ability for all humans to download every knowledge, all the knowledge in the world to us, well, I guess the game would be over. I guess we would be in a utopia, or we would probably leave the planet Earth or transcend out of our bodies through a Merkuba or something. I don't know.
You think we would still be individuals, or we?
Hell no, like we would not. We wouldn't be.
We'd be like ants that serve a queen. A bunch of fucking dummies.
I feel like the truth is the truth. Like, I don't know, but then again, damn. Nah, does it lead? I guess it would lead to individualism. I would want it to lead to like all us being enlightened individuals, but I feel like if we all knew the same thing, it would be very clear what it was to do or what we should do. I feel like humans have been yearning. I feel like we have been building all this stuff and doing it for a reason. I feel like we went from drawing on cave walls to today for a reason, because we're going somewhere. I don't know where we're going, but we're going somewhere.
Let me ask you, what's your best case scenario? All the cultures of the world get on the same page and figure it out.
Wait, what's the case scenario? Like, how would that arise?
What's your best, the world as it is, best case scenario, we all get on the same page about something. Where are we going as a species?
Where are we going? I don't know. Probably going nowhere, man. Probably just staying right here where we're at, right? Just being. Wouldn't that what we would do? Or do you think we would reach for the stars? Or do you think it's our ignorance that makes us
weak? Our energy efficiency while improving the quality of life for the average individual. You fucking idiot! You don't see the bigger.
I mean, I feel like that. I mean, but I feel like it's already laying right here in front of our feet. You know, like I don't like, I'm a hippie, so I don't like GMO foods. But there's also kids starving in Africa. So if we have the ability to make all this GMO food, let's try to, like, I'd rather, like, the kids in Hades eat an apple than, like clay dirt. So I know what you're saying. Like it seems to be all at our feet. But like you said, at this point in time in history, we have too many excuses of why we're not doing that. Why we're not working at our maximum, why we're not thriving as a collective, why we're not working at our maximum potential. It's because, like you said, we live in a time period where I get to talk about what color hair I wear.
All we want to know is how do we come to terms with death.
That's what we really want to know?
I mean, we got to deal with it.
I don't know. I mean, it's like, how do you come to terms with puberty? It's eventually going to happen, and we all go through it. I mean, what do we? I don't see any reason.
When the world is so full of bullshit, what should you be doing? When the whole world is full of bullshit, do you just cash in? Do you just spaz out and tell them the truth?
Hell nah, you go inwards. Have
your best life. That's what I do.
Just go inwards. The whole world's crazy, you find the peace within and then try to promote. That's what I would do. But in the world, whole world is kind of coming to an end. So, I don't know.
All right, let's continue
I just want to know what would listen, Ian, whenever we come to the peaceful revolution, I'm going to fall right behind you, all right? You know, I'm just going to be a mindless follower of Ian. Come
on up. Mistake, volume 6.
Damn. Here's the thing. Did you hear? But did you hear? It was like it sounded like a little white girl going, "We'll burn their business down too." Like, was it you, ma'am? Did you burn the businesses down, or are you just speaking for the group?
This is like a Donna type. Hey, I never been racist in my whole life, but hey, my building is burned down.
Fucking Mulians. What's up, Rex?
What's going on, guys?
I'm posted like a lamp.
I came in the middle of this clip. Is this Black Lives Matter riots, Antifa riots footage?
This is a clip that Paul Joseph Watson created to correlate what's going on currently in our reality with who's the author?
Yuri Brezhnev. This is everything that's going on behind my back because I don't pay attention. This is what you guys have been secretly talking about in the news.
Rex, you know about Yuri Brezhnev? He's the guy who basically said this is how these faggot SJWs are going to destroy countries.
Right, like it's all by design. Like they're put there, funded to destabilize. People have been saying that for a while.
And this is some video evidence right here. Oh God, it's loading.
Restore the family.
Blood, sweat, and tears.
Trusting government. Institutions are good.
They're all destroyed. Largely peaceful.
Largely peaceful.
Oh, did you guys see that Democrat ad?
Wait, what?
What happened?
That guy dancing? He's that gay guy that's always at the award shows. He's in something. I don't know what he's in on TV, but he made a, you know, that song with, remember that Public Enemy? He got game song. There's something happening here. You didn't see that Democrat ad?
I'm so disappointed in the Democratic Party because Joe Budden is such a... Joe Budden.
I love his music. Sorry.
He's such a piece of shit. I don't even want to vote for him. But that's the choice he gave. That's the best he had.
They went past Andrew Yang, Tulsi Gabbard, and Bernie Sanders, and they grabbed a Joe Biden for you, Ian.
Yeah, it seems like the Democrats are throwing it. You know, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden, the ads they're running. Like, they're going to lose. It should be obvious to them. Tulsi would have gave the Democrats a chance to win. She probably would have destroyed Trump in the fucking debates.
Yeah, she probably would have pulled a couple of Republicans.
Yeah.
Or a couple of libertarian types. The libertarian types are going for Trump. They would have went for her because she would have been like straight anti-war and everything.
Yeah, all she had to do was talk about Iran, Trump's actions in Iran, and she would have killed him.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's see these Democrats right here, though. Oh, no, look at that destroyed business.
But did you guys notice that the Quindarius guy disappeared the minute I jumped down? Did you not notice that?
Well, Kenny, that might have been because of your... You know what, Kenny? This video might not be the video I want to watch.
I'm so too tore up. But please watch this.
Okay, we're going to at least finish this. Thank you, Ian. We'll do it in your name and your spirit.
Later, Ken, Ian.
It was your racism that made Ian leave and Quindarius jump down.
No.
Now we're reacting to a video, Ian, Kenny, so just...
Okay, so what's the premise of this? Sorry, I'm kind of late on this, but what's the premise Paul Joseph Watson's coming with?
So the Yuri Brezhnev or whatever, that guy who said that this is all like a design conspiracy. These are how the SJWs, this is how you would take down a society. This is what the SJWs are doing.
Right.
Paul Joseph Watson decided to take it upon himself to make a video. And apparently YouTube is trying to keep some of that guy's work off YouTube, which is kind of, you know, suspect. But so what Paul Joseph Watson did is he's taken some of his, yeah, that guy, Yuri Brezhnev, he's taking his main points and his talking points and he's correlating it or playing it alongside what's going on in America today.
I have a theory about the Quindarius guy that he's a troll. That's why he disappeared.
All right, Kenny, we're going to react to this video. Yeah, this wasn't the grab bag. This wasn't really for the show. This is like stuff extra that Ian throws in case things go south and we just need another clip to pull up. Never really go to this, but for some reason, Ian thought, we need to watch this.
If he's a true With Apologies fan, he would have stuck around for the whole show.
I saw this video.
Do you realize I could knock out like half that girl's teeth with just like an elbow? Like, you know, like a, you know, Muay Thai style cutting elbow. Like, why do these people think they're built? Like, why?
I hope a black girl, well, I really do hope a black girl ends up knocking that girl out someday. I hope it happens to her.
So enraging, these little cute mamas over here fucking screaming and hollering. It's like, stop, sweetie, not you.
She was rapping.
By the violent cosmic, that's right.
Are we the baddies?
Wait, what are they doing? Are they just messing with white people?
Yeah, no, they're going to patios where people are sitting at restaurants and screaming at them with megaphones and shit.
Wait, what is going on here?
They're going to restaurants. They're going to restaurants and shit. I've seen a lot of these clips on Twitter. They're going to restaurants where people are just
yelling at white people. It looks very South Park-ish. You know, South Park is always cartoonish about like, what's up, bro? You getting my microaggressions, bro? And they're all in their face. Like, they've become South Park. Like,
this guy's eating
a salad. He has a periwinkle shirt on and like Dockers. Leave him alone. Why are they yelling at these white people?
They're sitting at a patio after fucking months and months of lockdown, still heavily regulated. Like, they have to stand in a line exactly 6 feet away from each other and wait like an hour to get into a restaurant for the first time in months. And then these fucking, and look at this still shot. It's all white people that are screaming at them. You see all the Antifa there? Antifa. They're all white people.
Okay. It's all kids too.
There's like one black, they're all kids, but they're just terrorizing people.
I need to go back to the patio footage. This is insane. Why are they messing with white people? I'm very confused. When did this start?
Where did Ian go?
He had to go to sleep because he's stupid drunk. Look, she's just trying to have her Monte Cristo.
See, Ian is missing out on my midnight after show. If this does end then.
It'll end soon, don't worry.
I can adjust the time.
Look, that doesn't even look like a white woman necessarily. That could be a Hispanic.
Yeah, it could be like a Mexican lady. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did this lady do, guys?
Nothing. They just came to scream at her.
But they're holding their fist to her.
Oh, no, man.
Get these white kids home.
Okay, yeah.
How do you not walk in between and just start pushing these kids? Like, guys, could you not? Could you? This is creepy as fuck. Like, what are y'all doing?
I just don't understand why there's not. Like, I would completely support military action on this. And for some reason, it's not there. I would completely support the National Guard coming in with just at least clubs. And hold just on. Cracking all their skulls.
Hold on, a little Tiananmen Square action.
Hold on.
Absolutely.
Tucker Carlson finally wore a regular tie.
He stopped wearing a bow tie like 15 years ago, I think.
Let's go.
Bow tie Tucker was like Iraq era Tucker, wasn't it?
Oh, God. Ian was right. Paul, okay. Now on top of this, and this is going to suck. So, guys, bear with me. Ian was telling me that Paul Joseph Austin did no way to normalize this audio. So, I just realized Tucker's super low.
Oh, okay.
Some of it's super loud and some of it's super low.
The baddies.
So I know this seems loud.
So are you really surprised that looting and arson accelerated to murder? How shocked are we that 17-year-olds with rifles decided they had to maintain order when no one else would?
Uh-oh. People will eat the rich, kill all fascists. Guillotines now. A cabin at bio when someone gets shot at a violent riot.
Call the police. This is literally terrorism.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances.
He said something truly horrifying. He became the first person running for president, Republican or Democrat, who refused to say that he would respect the results of this election. That is a direct threat to our democracy.
Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances.
I, for one, am appalled that somebody who is
the nominee of one of our two major parties would take that kind of position.
Joe Biden should not concede. Can I say something before
he said something I have to leave?
Yeah,
sure, Kenny. What's
okay, you know, if he...
Oh, Teddy, she's talking about your president, Trump.
No, I'm saying he's not my president. You know, doing a speech on the White House lawn is against the law. Yeah, the president is supposed to enter... He's not going to put that law himself. That's the only difference. I love for one of the protesters to come on the White House lawn, make a speech, get arrested on the White House lawn, and be like, you did the same thing. You should be arrested too.
I'm well, there's moving. A lot of things that are against the law. I mean, like killing your personal aide because they leaked your information and emails and shit. I mean, that's against the law too, right?
Right, but I'm just saying, man, as president, he's already committed that. He's already broken the law. We want.
Or like, you know, murdering your chef. Because they saw something. I think that gets a lot too, right?
Right.
Well, Kane, thanks for coming on the show, buddy.
It's a little too political this week, but I'll do the after show. See you guys at midnight.
Yeah, hell yeah. Absolutely.
All right, buddy.
All right. Come on back.
We got 7 more minutes of this, Rex.
Okay.
Horrifying. Joe Biden should not concede.
Ian, come back up.
A direct threat to our democracy.
Yeah, get Ian back up here. It doesn't feel right.
Ian, come back up, man.
Plus, I need to grab something, Ian. Nah, he's pretty fucking drunk, though. I can tell.
So, that's good. Yeah, the Antifa videos I've been seeing with, you know, and this is, I try not to obsess over things that are beyond my control, but them going up to, you know, people sitting at restaurants after this lockdown shit, people, you know how happy people are just so they can find, like, just that they can finally sit on a bar patio and have something to eat after all these months of not being able to go anywhere. And then you've got these mobs of fucking, you know, white college students fucking attacking
that look like them. Your grandkids. That look like your grandkids or your kids.
Holding up black power fists. A bunch of lunatics fucking screaming at them for nothing.
For doing nothing.
Yeah.
We're trying to have a Monte Cristo.
Yeah, just trying to have some chicken wings.
Exactly.
Not have liked them.
Joe Biden should not concede.
The Doomer. There's Rev.
Hey, it's Rev.
This is what I think Rev's life looks like. I want to go over the Doomer one more time, guys, because I want y'all to think about Rev before the Doomer starts.
Truly horrible.
I love Doomer.
Not concede. That
is I'm a Doomer, bud. To our
democracy. I'm a Doomer, bud.
Not concede.
We've accepted.
Doesn't matter, bud.
And we may not have liked them.
Joe Biden should not concede.
That's that kid. Paul Joseph Watson made this video.
Yeah. Oh, God, it's loud. Jesus, fuck, Paul. Why is it? Oh, my God. Why is it so loud, dude?
Did she just scream come?
Yeah.
Is that Dana Loy?
Yeah, I think so. And then Manson.
I don't get the reference. I don't think you have the facilities for that, big man.
Suckery. EDMX streetwear. Unisex.
Sam Hyde.
Which is awesome. So fuckable, he's got a cigarette. Everybody listens to tech now. Oh, shit. Los Angeles. Trash people.
Sacred is a unisex streetwear company that incorporates andro,
punk,
goth, renegade style, all into one brand. Social dialogues that need to be happening.
I've ever seen. All joking aside, Suckrid embraces the gritty, the raw, and the authentic.
Ugh.
The truth. That was the least authentic thing I've I've ever seen. Oh, if you want authentic, go to a truck stop bathroom. This is the opposite of authenticity. Advocate for gender fluidity and androgyny. I think those two things don't need any more advocates right now. I think the advocates are pretty stacked in favor of gender fluidity and androgyny. Provide a platform for alternative self-expression. You can do that anywhere. You don't need this guy's bullshit, badly designed, manufactured, fake culture nonsense to be a platform for your self-expression. Mental instability is the new black. It's so dumb. Look in the look inside the design process. I know the design process. It goes in Photoshop and makes it in like 10 minutes. These people are fucking cool. These people are cooler than I could ever hope to be. Hey, what is that dance he's doing right there? He's going like that. I was doing that out in LA. Do you think they'd respect me?
When people first started talking about diversity, I was a little apprehensive. But when I realized it just meant hiring a bunch of different people who agree with me, I was all in.
Oh, God. You know what? I just want to push pause on that right now to say, fuck Ryan Long.
Yeah, fuck Ryan Long.
Well, I don't know.
Fucking snubbed Cosmic.
No, I'm just saying that.
Anyone else here have a problem with diversity?
There's no biological difference between men and women.
Big tech needs to censor speech more.
Our main export at Diversity Corp is the right opinion, but said by a black guy. It takes a lot of effort to put together a broad group of people with the exact same stance on every social and political issue.
Beauty is a social construct.
Suggested the lyrics would be dropped from this year's Last Night because of sensitivity about Britain's imperial past.
It's a slow process which we call active measures.
Active measures.
The first stage being demoralization.
I think it's time we stopped our cringing embarrassment about our history, about our traditions.
That's a cool jacket, man.
Oh, yeah. Motherfucker is big.
Criticism the BBC has faced over its decision to modernize and morally cleanse.
Oh God. Oh God, this guy. See, there's some British people who really do need to end though. Like this guy, his family needs to mix with some other races just to a little bit, you know?
Yeah, he's ginger as fuck.
Yeah, it's too much. I feel like his face is too close together. Like they squished his face in somehow.
I think he's a fucking asshole for wearing a red shirt too.
Hell yeah, me too.
It was bad enough already.
Yes, it's important that people be entertained by the proms, but it's more important to use the broadcast as an opportunity to foist a progressive Marxist agenda on people and to promote a very rigid, one-sided, oversimplistic historical perspective on 18th century British colonialism. I don't know the exact lyrics that I'm offended by in these songs. I mean, I'm not an expert on British colonialism, but I read in The Guardian that it was just a really bad thing that happened. And that's good enough for me. Let's face it, the BBC is about the only decent, positive thing left in this hateful, awful country. And I, for one, am very much available for work.
BBC diversity quotas. The BBC shows are going to be a 20% diversity quota. But there's an off screen and to make sure and £100 million is spent on diversity programming.
Damn. Oh no. Oh no. Look how big they're going to make this pride flag.
It's got to be everywhere. It's got to be fucking everywhere.
Oh shit. This was that was that video. Yeah, showed me with the kids doing like the EDM dance shit in fucking Wuhan.
EDM pool party going on at the same time. While we're all locked down, they're having a fucking pool party with like EDM DJs in Wuhan where coronavirus originated. Like
this lady's very upset that they're fucking throwing techno parties.
It just feels unreal. Like it feels like, did it even happen? Are we even, like, is this even real? Is this all, you know, bullshit?
How did you kill all these people? I was like,
proposed, and my husband is not allowed to come to any sonograms of our baby, but okay.
Rule breakers. High-powered drones will be used to find people not wearing masks and cars too far from home.
It doesn't really bother me. I'm doing the right thing, so I've got nothing to hide.
I reckon I'm doing a good job.
Jesus, that's like the ending of like society, and that's like the beginning of snitch culture of like, I don't have anything to hide. I've been doing the right thing.
Right.
I don't give a fuck about privacy. Fuck privacy. I want them to spy on us with fucking drones to make sure if I got my stupid mask on. In your car? I didn't even know you had to wear them in your car.
There's nothing I hate more than the early supporters of this new legislation that gets put through that invades people's privacy, like the early supporters of it that just love the government and they're just like, yeah, no, I'm on board. I've got nothing to hide.
Hell yeah.
I reckon
it's a good thing. Let's
see. It'll never come back to bite me in the ass.
These fucking choking me. He's choking me.
I saw this video
it's
too.
A man on a girl and you choked her. For what? For a mask? For not having a mask? Look how pathetic you are.
I reckon they're doing a good job.
Jesus. She
got charged with assaulting a police officer, and she's facing like 5 years in prison, I think.
Really? Oh, they probably don't play. That probably
no, helps. But the
Let's
guy just went up to her.
Charges. Jesus, man. Come on.
I hope it gets thrown out, but the guy just went up to her and just started choking her because she wasn't wearing a mask. He put like a choke hold on her, right on her neck. Like he was just strangling her.
Like he just walked up and did that? Or
yeah.
Something happened. Something had to happen before this. Let's treat this like that was a sister in Chicago. Let's pretend for a second that that's a sister in Chicago and we just watched that same video. We would all be going, wait a minute. What did the lady say to the officer before this all transpired? Like, he didn't just grab her by the throat. I don't think that happened. But like, same with the black lady in Chicago. Same with this white lady. I don't know. I mean, you're being choked. That's one thing. But once you're on the ground, just stop resisting. Like, just I would be curious if a cop stopped me for not having a mask and he started to put me under arrest. I would be so relaxed just to be like, okay, where is this going? Like, what's gonna happen? I'm curious to know. Like, what are we gonna do for the next few hours? Like, what is going to happen now that I don't have my mask? That's
you know what I want to know about that clip? I want to know where it... Okay, you know what? You're right. You're right, and I'm wrong. I want to know where that originated. I want to know if it originated inside, like if it started inside a building, or if it was just walking down the street.
Yeah.
Because it's like, there are...
See, I didn't even think about that.
Is there some places in the U.S. where you can't even... I thought they were putting through, like a government was putting through an order or some sort of... a state government was gonna make it mandatory to wear masks outdoors as well.
We don't have that. Well, I don't know about in other parts of the country. I don't know about law. I mean, it's like county law to wear a mask in stores, but they don't have anyone enforcing it except for Walmart. Walmart's the only store place I really see make a difference. Like I went to Target and life was just normal inside Target. It was kind of actually weird, which is like what? The competitor to Walmart at Target is like people who have a little bit more money go to Target.
We had a Target here. Walmart beat the shit out of it and I had to go back to the US, but we had Target here. I love Target. But so, wait, you're not allowed to wear, or you can wear masks, or sorry, I'm tired. You can go in there without masks now?
No, it's not that you can go in there without a mask. You still have to wear your mask. But some of the Walmarts, they have arrows on the floor trying to tell you how to walk through the Walmart.
Yes,
like, they got like security guards at the door. And like they close. Here's the thing. Walmarts all have two entrances, but everywhere I'm at, they close one entrance. Like, isn't that more unhygienic to have one entrance? Like, now everyone is definitely crossing paths. Whereas if you put two, like, maybe you have a slight probability chance that goes down a little bit that I don't know.
There's, like, you could use that logic on a lot of things because, like, the fact that everything else was locked down, but everybody was allowed to congregate at the grocery store after. So you weren't allowed to leave your house because, you know, Corona was so fucked up. You were only allowed to go to work, but every weekend everybody can get together at the same grocery store.
Yeah.
And, for some reason that's safer.
They were doing the one person per car thing for a while, but even that dropped off.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm just saying the stark difference, like there's like one, the different only thing they have at Target was there was a little black girl fucking just with sanitizer wipes sanitizing all the carts. That's the only difference, you know? Authorities.
If someone refuses to be tested, well, they can't now. If someone refuses in our facilities to be tested, they have to keep staying. So they won't be able to leave after 14 days. They have to stay on for another 14 days. So it's a pretty good incentive. You either get your tests done and make sure you're cleared, or we will keep you in a facility longer. We will keep Jesus. You in a facility longer.
I reckon they're doing a good job. Most
big smile on her face, too.
Yeah.
Pandemic two normalization.
You know what's scary about that weenie fucking Bill Gates? It's like I never really believed the conspiracy theories when they said he was just this basically evil eugenicist guy. But God, the more he talks, and he just looks evil. Like he used to be just like a weenie, nerdy looking, awkward guy, and he's still that awkward guy. But there is definitely something terrifying. Yeah, this fucking rev-headed bitch over here looks fucking... She looks too excited to keep me in the facility.
She's the president of New Zealand, isn't she?
I think so.
Yeah.
Pandemic two. Normalization.
Pandemic two?
That was back in 2008. These hand sanitizers.
I'm okay with the events that are unfolding currently. Things are going to be okay.
Understand what's going on. You are in a state of war, and you have precious little time to save yourself.
A Paul Joseph Watson motherfucking hit. Summit News. I'm at the top of the summits.
Absolutely crucial for you to help me fight the war on free speech.
Join my Patreon.
Subscribe star. Link in description. And also signing up for my free.
Wait, what? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know why I'm watching that.
I used to watch Paul Joseph Watson all the time.
Oh, yeah, I liked him when he was, like, part of the InfoWars thing. I used to like him. I don't not like him. I've listened to him so much that I can do his voice pretty well. Like,
imagine my surprise. Is that one of the ones you used to say? Yeah.
Yeah, imagine my surprise when I wake up this morning and the Liberal Democrats are burning down yet another city.
You know what I heard, though? I heard that Black Lives Matter and Antifa, they use the same slush fund company that the Democrats use. It's something called Blue something.
Isn't that how they try to, like, link them all to the Soroses and stuff?
Yeah. I think they are linked to the Soroses, though. I mean, this is supposed to be George Soros,
in particular, George Soros.
George Soros, yeah. If this is supposed to be grassroots, yet they're heavily funded and they're using the same funding company that the DNC is using. I mean, it has to be, right?
I knew that this was all not real when the first 2 months I heard the term white privilege. Like when I heard that being thrown around more and more, I said, you guys, I told my black friends, I was like, you guys realize niggas didn't think that term up, right? Like, you guys are all going to rally behind this shit and fight and die and get ready to go to war for this shit. And like, this is not y'all's term. You know, some white professor dude just like, and I would refer back to the how high, like, come on, brother, walk out on me. You know, like, it's like, right. that's the guy you're following. You know that, right? That joke in How High, that self-hating white guy in How High, like, or that was the movie, right?
The professor.
Yeah, the professor that the African American studies.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, you know, telling him to walk out. And so I was like, that's y'all's leaders. Know that those white hell self, like you're gonna follow the actions and directions of a man who doesn't even give a fuck about his own race, about what to do with your race. Like right. That's who y'all are taking direction from. People who don't give a fuck about their own race.
Like, I don't know. Like all the terms are using, like white privilege and white fragility or whatever. It's just they're repeating these terms. But like, why would that go back to that?
It's not grassroots. I've just said I brought that up in those weird terms because that's like such like college manipulation. Y'all were programmed. This was pre-thought. Like this is not organic grassroots thing you're doing.
It's new speak. It's like new definitions of things that are so contradictory and like hypocritical to reality. Like, why would you even use white fragility? Like, how is white fragility even a concept if, like, you're basically saying that just reacting to your tantrum is white fragility? I'm not saying that you should stop shitting on white people. I'm just saying that if I shit on you back, it shouldn't be considered fragility. That's not fragility. You know what I mean? How is that fragility? I'm reacting to your temper tantrum.
Fragile white people.
Yeah, no, we're fragile. So what are we supposed to do? Shut up and just be like, no, you're right. So those fucking self-hating white faggots, those ones are the ones that are not fragile. Those are the strong ones. What? I don't know.
No, I feel what you're saying. I follow along. Hold on, I'm queuing up the outro song. Jesus. This is a very weird with apologies, definitely.
I was in and out. Stanley said both of you pretend you're white. Well, I'm Portuguese. I'm European. I don't know.
Yeah, me too. I like to pretend I'm white. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
The actual term for us is Mediterranean Caucasian. So Stanley, you let me know if that's white. It doesn't matter. If I was fucking like from sub-Saharan Africa, I think I would still have the same opinion.
Do you remember?
Well, maybe not. I don't know.
Do you remember that black? Do you remember that black conspiracy guy from Ohana or something like that from Canada?
Yeah, Michael Arronande or some shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ian gave us just a little nibble, and me and Pete Art were so disappointed we didn't get the whole bite of, like, he goes, I'm going to give a strong bit of medicine to my black people. I am going to tell black people something that they need to. I'm going to drop some truth bombs. I don't even call you black. I call you Hamites because you come from the people. Like, it was so, like, he went to like the Hotep route, you know, real, like he started calling them Hams, and like that's a very Hotep black liberation type of, like,
we was Kangs.
Yeah. He went from conservative, like Ben Shapiro is about to tell what's wrong with the black community, which I'm sure he does a little bit, but he also has this, cause he's a Christian. He probably really does believe in all that. Like we're from the, you know, whatever, the Hamites.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything wrong with being proud of being black or being proud of your heritage or whatever. But, you know, if you're going to be very militant against a race of people, which is white people, you know, you expect some criticism, especially if, you know, there's a lot of material to draw from. You know what I mean? Like a lot of criticism could come back your way. Right.
Yeah.
So it's just like, how is return criticism? How is that fragility? It's not fragility. Fragile would be like, oh, stop hurting me. Ah, you know, like it would be coming from a point of victimhood. It wouldn't be coming from a point of retaliation.
You know what the white fragility is? It's all the pain. You know what happens is the snowflake and the trigger thing really got to them. They never thought the word trigger, like the SJWs, they never thought that the trigger word would get used against them to the point where they use it as an insult. Have you heard that?
Like, yeah, oh, no, they use it.
What are you triggered now? Like, wait a minute, that you used to non-ironically get triggered. Now you're making fun. Like, so you're making fun of the thing that, like, so they're getting back for snowflake and trigger. So they definitely got to get a good jab in with white fragility. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's the thing. They're using it incorrectly. Like
it's a desperate attempt. Yeah, it's a nomenclature. It's a desperate attempt. It's not the right word to be used in the situation at all.
No, it's not. And again, like,
call it white reactivity or something. I wouldn't even question it. I'd be like, okay.
Yeah, and I also do believe that you could go so far right that you can go right back to the left.
Oh, absolutely. You go so far left that you go right back to the right.
Yeah, you go so far to one point where they start agreeing with each other, right?
That goes back to that the wouldn't, and it's just things have to get intense enough, and it's so true though, because I always think about whenever, I guess I don't know whatever happened, I fizzled out. Maybe I don't know what it was, but they passed that law in Alabama making it like harder for abortions, and the fucking SJW girls on there like devised this whole scheme within the state to do a protest, like, okay, girls, you know, if you're going to have sex, either use a condom. If you're going to have unprotected sex, make sure that you really love the person. You're willing to have a baby with them and take on the obligation for the rest of your life.
Right.
And like, ma'am, do you realize that's what like the conservatives have been telling you to do? Like
they've
the conservative
been saying
that. Literal advice has been, hey, you, like your protest, you're showing it to us is
exactly.
It's exactly what they want you to do, which is take responsibility.
And then what are the evangelists going to do? Are they going to just say, yeah, you know what? That's great. Or are they going to say, oh, well, you know what? Start knocking your girl up and, you know, get an abortion, whatever, you know, like in retaliation to that.
Exactly. I don't know. I'm not worried about nothing.a. Anyway. Yeah, Ian passed out, he passed out. See, you missed it. That's why you missed everything, Don. Anyway, guys, go over to Kenny. Kenny's having the midnight with apologies after show. So, you know what I'm saying? If you guys really want to check out something nice, you really want to have a nice palate cleanser from all this politicalness, because Kenny's not political anymore. He's sick of the Trump talk. Even though,
what did Kenny change his name to?
I don't. Yeah, what?
On Max, YouTube.
I don't know. I thought it was the same thing. Kenny K. Wogs or whatever. It'll be in the Discord.
And subscribe to Don A. Late Night with Don A. 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Friday evenings.
I don't know when the season's going to end, but definitely go to Don A.
Yeah.
Type it in. Hit it. Anyway, hold on, guys. I see you got to listen back, Rex. I don't know where you were at, but you got to listen back. I did a... Bellin's been putting up the old retro early with apologies. And they had the intro song was very much like the one it is now, but it was like the one it is now is like a play on the old one. And I played the old one at the beginning.
Wait, it's not the All Radio is Dead?
Yeah, well, it is that, but it's slightly different. But I'm about to play the new one, so you missed it. You'll have to go back and give the video another view.
Okay, I'm going to go check it out.
Listen to the retro with apologies intro, because it is like that. I mean, it's got the All Radio is Dead is being screamed. But
yeah, if I don't catch with apologies the whole way through, I just listen to it at work the next day when I'm driving.
Exactly. See, I was killing it earlier. Nice. Anyway. Rex, thank you for jumping aboard while we finish the grab bag and all of Ian's goodies and treats. Until we can fundraise Bellin some money for a laptop, we're going to keep doing the with apologies over here on this channel, I think. And, we'll go through the grab bag again. I like this. We did a two-parter, Rex. Did you see that?
I did. Like, yeah, I hopped on, I think, about, like, five times throughout the night. So I'm sure it was a good one, and I'm gonna be listening to everything the whole way through tomorrow at work. So good job, guys.
Casey's dropping the link. I think it's only Casey, Don, and Stanley at this point. Anyway, guys, with apologies, you already know what time it is.
Yeah. Peace
All
out,
radio
guys.
Is dead. Oh shit. It's not playing.
Later, Cos.
Later, homie. I gotta turn up the volume because of this Paul Joseph Watson video. There it goes.
I'm afraid of radio wars.
You fucking. You niggas try playing a nigga.
Who is this guy? Who is this? Read that comment down there, man. You see it?
This guy getting LSF a lot better than Sam's dick.
This dude is ruined being Asian for dynasties. Forget about Star Trek. This is not gonna be another Asian in space for generations.
He's a man with respect. He respects women 150%.
She's not even a real hoe.
This is the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life. What the fuck are you pushing me to?
I wonder if front teeth that is cut with a slant, like a 45-degree angle. How the fuck does that happen? It looks like someone cut it with a rotary tool.
Yeah, get Ian Ellis on the show. He follows us on, follows me on Twitter.
Spell it. Joe.
He's a radishy cougar. And if he thinks I'm fake news, well, you know what? Come see what fake news is. Listen, I'll teach you what fake news is, because we are real news. We kill the fighting J. We are real human beings. And nobody disrespects me. I don't need a mic. Do I need a mic to be on my show? No, I don't need a mic. I don't need nothing. I just need a camera. You have a basement that is broken down. Holes in the wall. Holes in the wall.
Welcome to the gaming channel.
Give me a freaking break. I'm better than you, 150%.
You address the question. Who addressed the question, you fucking bitch-ass chink stir? Seriously, who wants the one rice stir?
You got me.
Are you fucking scheming?
Yes. He worked really hard all day to put these shows together so that he can get 15-minute cam shows. Yep. Yes.
We got, like, guys that are just literally obsessed with Patrice O'Neal. I don't understand that.
No. I apologize. My name's Ian.
No,
let me introduce myself.
I laughed at all of your jokes. I laughed at all of Alan's jokes. I'm always good to people. Go fucking fuck yourself, dude.
What do you feel like I did to you?
Just go. Just don't talk to me.
I apologize.
Do not talk to me. Go away.
All right. Well, I apologize.
Well,
I made you feel bad.
Go fuck yourself.
I want to make amends.
No, you were horrible. You were horrible, and you humiliated me in front of the people that I care about and respect. So please go away.
I apologize.
No, you're not even any good. Bad. So please go away.
Thank you.
No,
and I'm sorry.
Go fuck yourself. Get fucking Dora and go to the dick.
So this little fag fucking...